Welcome to an introductory podcast of It's a Mindset. Today I wanted to discuss what mindset means for me, where it came from, and what's coming. What can you expect from this podcast? And let's get right into it. Mindset was founded actually in March 2018, and I did this with two partners, both of which at some point had to break it off because they are either studying or too busy to be constantly focusing on a side hobby such as mindset, which is actually quite time-consuming and isn't easy. The business actually came from dropshipping. Dropshipping is where you're actually buying products and then reselling them, and all you have to focus on is the marketing. So the supplier would then sell the product directly to the customer, and you pretty much have no warehouse, and you really don't have to worry about any logistics, which makes it super interesting. But at the same time, I didn't really like the business model because I wanted to have full control of the product. And so I started to make my own brand. I'm not a big consumerist, or I don't like consuming brands as much, because I always think to myself, like, why would I pay an additional value of money or an additional amount of money if I know that I can, you know, replicate the same thing for cheaper and for myself? So I always had this entrepreneurial mindset, and due to this, I thought it'd be really cool to continue doing mindset, even though in the beginning it was all about just trying to make the quick cash and the quick buck. But over time, I've really, really fallen in love with mindset, and this leads me actually to what it means for me. So mindset has actually initially always been a place, a sphere to inspire people to go beyond what they already know. I mean, essentially, there's a lot of miscommunication out there. People will tell you all kinds of things. But I think the really fundamental thing that they don't tell you is that if you really work for something and you really truly believe in it, you can actually do so much to reach that goal. And you can almost probably achieve that goal. And you will most definitely make it if you keep at it and staying consistent and pretty much breathing for it. So regardless if you want to be like the New York Times bestseller, or, you know, a successful businessman or a really big athlete, they will all these successful type of people will tell you there's a lot of dedication, a lot of work behind it. And mindset, I think, is the fundamental brick towards that, right? If you believe in something, it's not just the work, it's also the thought behind it that counts. And for me, that's like a lifestyle, that's a mindset. And so as I've been working with mindset for the past 2.5 years now almost, it's really come to show how much mindset has also changed my life. I've become a way more positive person just because I try to preach positivity all the time. I've become way more fluent in my speech, and I've also become way more clear in the way that I think and what my goals are in life. And overall, this has not only pushed me on a personal level, but has also pushed me in a business context and with family and friends. And I've seen it all around. And I just, by constantly working in this, I see how beneficial this could also be for many other people. So even though we are a brand and we sell t-shirts and hoodies and cappies, it's also just definitely of lifestyle. We have a couple slogans, and these slogans actually really nicely sum up what mindset is towards me and what I think mindset means. The first slogan is 9 to 5 crossed out. I mean, we all really would like to be like digital nomads, working from, yeah, wherever we want in the world, and at the same time having the full flexibility in working hours, but also just making a decent amount of money to have a decent life, essentially. And so 9 to 5 crossed out resembles exactly that. And then the second slogan that we have is sink or swim. Sink or swim is just like a really simple way to understand that if you're ever in a situation, or regardless of the circumstances, you have two options. You either make the best or the worst out of it. And there's many people which like make their lives so much worse than they just have to. Then they have to make it be, right? Like, you find friends discussing and overcomplicating things, even though they could try probably, you know, to really just take out the learnings from it. And every time I fail, and I love failing, I learn from it. And I think this is something that really pushed me to grow as a person. And failing at this stage has just become a normality in my life. But I know it's so powerful and so worthy of failing because I just learned so much from it. And I think that's something that mindset has taught me also, is just the fact that you constantly learn in life, and sharing your learnings with your friends and family is super valuable for not only yourself, but for everybody. And then Finally, we have 5 a.m. Club. 5 a.m. Club is very simple too. It's all about waking up early, taking initiative in the day, and making sure that you finish everything that you want in the beginning. All right. If you wake up early and you're already way more awake than everybody, and if you already have things done, you feel accomplished, you feel energized going into the day. So I try to usually wake up early, go to the gym, stay motivated, and then try to, of course, like talk gibberish into a microphone and do stories on Instagram. And it's a lot of fun. And I hopefully, you know, I motivate a couple of people the way that I motivate myself to actually do these podcasts. In the most honest and sincere way. And finally, there's so much more coming. Yeah, these podcasts are just the beginning. My Instagram stories are also just the beginning. I'm really trying to push this idea forward. And I think, it's because I really believe in it. And I think that many people can really take a lot of value from it. So there's a lot more collections coming up. And I've already done some collaborations with some artists, which are quite nice. You can find them on the website. Under collaborations, and these both collaborations are with people that also have a particular mindset. And what we're actually going to go towards more is actually a podcast format, which is called a side hustle or a different kind of hustle. And I'll be interviewing and talking to people which also make money in a non-typical way. And these are all people which I could classify as 9 to 5 crossed out, so no typical business hours, but thinking a bit sideways and yeah, making a good living from it. And I really, really hope that you enjoy these podcasts and that you gain some value from it. If you would like to know more about mindset, please visit our website. It's mndst.co. And if you would like to contact me personally, then you could just write me on Instagram on the mindset.brand account or even on my personal Instagram, fkhhb. And with that in mind, I wish you all a wonderful start into your week or whatever day it is for you. And until then, keep motivated and remember, it's a mindset. Talk very soon and goodbye.